At 6:31, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A court ruling will let the state's redistricting process move ahead. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The redrawing of Colorado's electoral maps has not gone smoothly. Two independent commissions are supposed to design new districts for future elections, and they'll be adding an 8th congressional district due to population growth. The biggest problem is that the U.S. Census will be months late in delivering the detailed population data that's needed. But this week, the state Supreme Court found that the commissions could use preliminary census data to start making maps. The commissions say they'll publish draft maps later this month based on the preliminary data, followed by public hearings and revisions. The final data is expected late this summer. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A measure to support state parks could get a final vote in the legislature today. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The bill would add a fee when people register a vehicle at the DMV unless an owner opts out. In the next few years, the bill is expected to bring in as much as $37 million. Democratic sponsor Carrie Tipper says it's an opportunity for people to invest in the outdoors.
And, you know, especially with COVID, we saw a big uptick in use of our state parks, which is great, but we're loving our parks to death. And so we need help to make sure that Colorado parks, you know, remain the beautiful places that they are.
The money would be split among Parks and Recreation, Search and Rescue Services, Avalanche Information, and funds to help wildlife. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A national initiative to end homelessness among veterans is recognized. Fremont County is the 12th U.S. community to meet its top standard. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
Built for Zero is a homelessness initiative from the nonprofit Community Solutions. It wants communities to know all unhoused veterans by name and show they can keep the homeless vet population under the number that can be placed in a home in 1 month. In Fremont County, that number is 3 individuals. A group of 7 organizations from local governments to religious organizations worked on earning the distinction. There are currently 80 communities nationwide participating in Built for Zero, including 8 others in Colorado. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
It's mostly sunny across the state today, highs in the 70s around Denver and getting warmer. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.